The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
We're back to Monday. Can't trust that day. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Monday, May 9th, 2022. Monday of the fourth week of Easter in the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Pachomius, born in 292 in Egypt. He was inducted into the emperor's army at the age of 20. The great kindness of Christians toward the soldiers became embedded in his mind and led to his conversion after his discharge. He became a disciple of an anchorite, Palaemon, and took a habit. Pachomius felt called to build a monastery on the banks of the Nile, so in about 318, Palaemon helped him build a cell there and remained with him for a while. In a short time, some 100 monks joined Pachomius. He established 10 other monasteries for men, 2 nunneries for women. Before his death in 346, there were 7,000 monks in his houses. His order lasted in the East until the 11th century. Saint Pachomius, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray for all young people called to live life to the fullest. May they see in Mary's life the way to listen, the depth of discernment, the courage that faith generates, and the dedication to service. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. There is that beautiful psalm that says, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And that is how we want to begin our prayer. By opening up our hearts to our Lord to be receptive to what he wants to tell us. In the Gospel, Jesus talks to us about the relationship between sheep and shepherd, of how the sheep know the shepherd who takes care of them, that they even recognize the voice of the shepherd and they follow that voice. For us, Jesus is our good shepherd who speaks to us each and every day. We are his sheep and we ought to be able to hear his voice. Lord, we would like to recognize your voice, not to confuse that voice of yours with other voices that appeal to us. But then how could we recognize your voice? It's not always easy. There are other voices that interfere, many voices that are hard to sort through. Like at times, the voice of our pride, or the voice of our point of view or of our plans. And you know, Lord, how easy it is for us to end up getting convinced that that's actually your voice, when in fact, we're just hearing ourselves. We could even convince ourselves that we know just what our Lord wants us to do, and also how he wants us to do it. Even the great saints experience this. Like Francis of Assisi, when at the age of 24, in the year 1205, Francis had a vision in which Jesus showed him a beautiful palace, which was so spacious, it was filled with weapons and shields marked with the sign of the cross. So Francis interpreted this vision as the Lord calling to him to become a knight. So he set out for another town to put himself in the service of a local duke, precisely as a knight. But then in another vision, a voice called out to him, saying, "Francis, who can do more for you, the Lord or the servant? Who can do more for you, the rich man or the poor man?" Then Francis answered, "Of course, the Lord and the rich man can do more for me." The voice then said, "Well, why do you leave the Lord for the servant? Why do you leave the Lord, the God of infinite riches, for a poor mortal, your local duke?" So Francis asked, "So Lord, what do you want me to do?" And our Lord told him to return home and to understand that the first vision that he had actually referred to a spiritual work that Francis must carry out. So Francis did as he was commanded, and from then on he spent much more time in prayer seeking God's guidance. So once, while taking a walk through the fields, Francis came upon the little church of San Damiano, which was already falling into pieces. When he entered the ruined sanctuary of the church and he knelt to pray before an ancient crucifix, he heard the voice of Jesus from the crucifix say to him, "Francis, go and repair my house, which, as you can see, is falling down." So Francis was overjoyed that for him, at least, the Lord's will seemed crystal clear at last. So immediately he began to repair the old church of San Damiano. But again, he had misunderstood. It was not until some time later, after hearing the gospel read at Mass for the feast of St. Matthias, that Francis finally discovered the Lord's true plan for him. You know, the gospel reading for the feast of St. Matthias is that reading in which Jesus sends his disciples out two by two and tells them that they should carry neither gold nor silver nor money in their belts, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor a staff, that they should preach peace and proclaim the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So Francis came to realize that the house that our Lord wanted him to repair was actually the universal church, the church that was at that time badly in need of reform and of renewal. That was the house that he had to repair for our Lord. So Francis began as an itinerant preacher of the gospel, practicing heroic detachment from material possessions. Well, we may not receive supernatural visions like St. Francis, but for sure, we will be able to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd if every day we make time to be with him in prayer, perhaps before the Blessed Sacrament, or if that is not within our reach, maybe in another quiet place where we may be alone with him. When we are in silence with Jesus, we manage to distinguish his voice from the other voices that appeal to us. It's in prayer where we recognize his powerful voice, the voice that forgives sins, the voice that gives peace and that heals, that reassuring voice of Jesus, our Good Shepherd, who calls us out by our name, speaking to us through gentle inspirations that always give us peace. Now, without prayer, it will be very difficult to recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd. And since practice makes perfect, the more we try to listen to his voice, then the more we will recognize that voice, and it becomes clearer and clearer for us. Because we hear all sorts of voices from the media, from the opinions of our loved ones and our friends. There are so many voices clamoring for our attention. So in order to help us hear the voice of Jesus, to recognize his voice as opposed to all the other voices. Mother Teresa of Calcutta has this advice, which we could very well apply to ourselves. She says, we need to find God, and he cannot be found in noise and restlessness. God is the friend of silence. You see how nature, trees, flowers, grass, they grow in silence. You see the stars, the moon and the sun, how they move in silence. So the more we receive in silent prayer, the more we can give in our active life. We need silence to be able to touch souls. She continues, the essential thing is not what we say, but what God says to us and through us. So all our words will be useless unless they come from within. Words which do not give the light of Christ, they just increase the darkness. But the words that come from within, they are powerful. So in Mary, our Mother Mary, we have the example of someone who's always immersed in silent prayer. So we turn to her, asking her to help us to always recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd that leads us in the path that we should follow. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 18 past the hour on Monday of the fourth week of Easter, May 9th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this day of prayer joining with the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and a pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart. Alleluia.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Alleluia. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud when I saw how the wicked prosper.
For them there are no pains. Their bodies are sound and sleek. They have no share in men's sorrows. They are not stricken like others.
So they wear their pride like a necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. Their hearts overflow with malice. Their minds seethe with plots.
They scoff. They speak with malice. From on high they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth.
So the people turn to follow them and drink in all their words. They say, "How can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them, such are the wicked, but untroubled, they grow in wealth."
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Alleluia.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Alleluia.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief. Alleluia.
How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence when I was stricken all day long, suffered punishment day after day.
Then I said, "If I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people." I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked.
How slippery the paths on which you set them. You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O Lord, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Alleluia.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Alleluia. Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God. Alleluia.
And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand, no better than a beast in your sight.
Yet I was always in your presence. You were holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory.
What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever.
All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I will tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. It is good to be with you, Father. In you is fullness of life for your faithful people. In you all hope resides. May you lead us to everlasting happiness.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Alleluia.
my heart and my flesh. Alleluia.
Rejoice in the living God. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw a wild beast come out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads. On its horns were 10 diadems, and on its heads blasphemous names. The beast I saw was like a leopard, but it had paws like a bear and the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave it his own power and throne, together with great authority. I noticed that one of the beast's heads seemed to have been mortally wounded, but this mortal wound was healed. In wonderment, the whole world followed after the beast. Men worshipped the dragon for giving his authority to the beast. They also worshipped the beast and said, "Who can compare with the beast or come forward to fight against it?" The beast was given a mouth for uttering proud boasts and blasphemies. But the authority it was given was to last only 42 months. It began to hurl blasphemies against God, reviling him and the members of his heavenly household as well. The beast was allowed to wage war against God's people and conquer them. It was likewise granted authority over every race and people, language, and nation. The beast will be worshipped by all those inhabitants of the earth who did not have their names written at the world's beginning in the book of the living, which belongs to the Lamb who was slain. Let him who has ears heed these words. If one is destined for captivity, into captivity he goes. If one is destined to be slain by the sword he will be slain. Such is the faithful endurance that distinguishes God's holy people. Then I saw another wild beast come up out of the earth. It had 2 horns, like a ram, and it spoke like a dragon. It used the authority of the first beast to promote its interests by making the world and all its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound had been healed. It performed great prodigies. It couldn't even make fire come down from heaven to earth as men looked on. Because of the prodigies, it was allowed to perform by authority of the first beast. It led astray the earth's inhabitants, telling them to make an idol in honor of the beast that had been wounded by the sword and yet lived. The second wild beast was then permitted to give life to the beast's image, so that the image had the power of speech and of putting to death anyone who refused to worship it. It forced all men, small and great, rich and poor, slave and free, to accept a stamped image on their right hand or their forehead. Moreover, it did not allow a man to buy or sell anything unless he was first marked with the name of the beast or with the number that stood for its name. A certain wisdom is needed here. With a little ingenuity, anyone can calculate the number of the beast, for it is a number that stands for a certain man. The man's number is 666.
Whoever is victorious will be clothed in white robes.
I shall praise his name in the presence of my Father and the angels. Alleluia.
Whoever stands firm until the end will be saved.
I shall praise his name in the presence of my Father and the angels. Alleluia.
From the Book on the Holy Spirit by St. Basil the Great, Bishop.
our Lord made a covenant with us through baptism in order to give us eternal life. There is in baptism an image both of death and of life, the water being the symbol of death, the Spirit giving the pledge of life. The association of water and the Spirit is explained by the twofold purpose for which baptism was instituted. Namely, to destroy the sin in us so that it could never again give birth to death, and to enable us to live by the Spirit and so win the reward of holiness. The water into which the body enters as into a tomb symbolizes death. The Spirit instills into us His life-giving power, awakening our souls from the death of sin to the life that they had in the beginning. This, then, is what it means to be born again of water and the Spirit. We die in the water, and we come to life again through the Spirit. To signify this death, and to enlighten the baptized by transmitting to them knowledge of God, the great sacrament of baptism is administered by means of a triple immersion and the invocation of each of the three divine persons. Whatever grace there is in the water comes not from its own nature, but from the presence of the Spirit, since baptism is not a cleansing of the body, but a pledge made to God from a clear conscience. As a preparation for our life after the resurrection, our Lord tells us in the Gospel how we should live here and now. He teaches us to be peaceable, long-suffering, undefiled by desire for pleasure, and detached from worldly wealth. In this way, we can achieve, by our own free choice, the kind of life that will be natural in the world to come. Through the Holy Spirit, we are restored to paradise. We ascend to the kingdom of heaven, and we are reinstated as adopted sons. Thanks to the Spirit, we obtain the right to call God our Father. We become sharers in the grace of Christ. We are called children of light, and we share in everlasting glory. In a word, every blessing is showered upon us, both in this world and in the world to come. As we contemplate them even now, like a reflection in a mirror, it is as though we already possessed the good things our faith tells us that we shall one day enjoy. If this is the pledge, what will the perfection be? If these are the first fruits, what will the full harvest be?
As we rise up from the baptismal waters, our sins are washed away.
And the Holy Spirit comes down to us like a dove, bringing the peace of God from heaven, where the church is prefigured by the Ark of Noah. Alleluia.
The blessed waters of the sacrament of baptism free us for eternal life.
And the Holy Spirit comes down to us like a dove, bringing the peace of God from heaven, where the church is prefigured by the Ark of Noah. Alleluia.
Father, through the obedience of Jesus, your servant and your Son, you raised a fallen world. Free us from sin and bring us the joy that lasts forever. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, we'll take a look at today's gospel in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Monday, May 9th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. You have to keep in mind that the people of the Lord's time knew about sheep and taking care of them. So the metaphors which Jesus used are really quite appropriate. Today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, is from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Truly, truly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, That man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers.
This figure Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them,
"Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not heed them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. God's grace knows no bounds. But as St. Thomas Aquinas said, to be a saint, the first thing you need to do is want it. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The conversion of Cornelius, the centurion mentioned in the first reading at Mass, shows that God is no respecter of persons. St. Peter explains to the others what has happened. The Holy Spirit fell upon them just as on us at the beginning. There are no limits or barriers to the power of the Holy Spirit. This is true in our case just as it was for Cornelius, who was not a Jew by race or nation. On the one hand, we have to want to be saints, but we must also take into account that unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Humility leads us to count always above all on God's grace. To this we add our efforts to acquire virtues and practice them continuously, and our apostolic zeal, since our concept of personal holiness should not be one which ignores others or which is indifferent to charity. That would be contradictory. Lastly, there is our desire to be with Christ on the cross, that is, to be mortified, not rejecting sacrifice in small things and, if need be, in big things. We should be forewarned about approaching God with reservations and without renunciation, trying to make the love of God compatible with what is not pleasing to Him. We should be alert in developing our desires for holiness continually through prayer, by asking God for the ability to struggle each day to discover in examination of conscience the places where our love is grown cold. Desire for holiness is real when we fulfill our acts of piety with refinement, not omitting them or delaying them for any reason whatever, refusing to be led by our moods and feelings, because the soul truly in love with God never fails through laziness to do all in its power to seek God's Son, the Beloved. And having done all it could, it is still not satisfied as it thinks it has done nothing. The virtue of humility enables us to avoid a sense of self-satisfaction with what we have done, and not to be content with ineffectual desires. It lets us see how we can do more to show the sincerity of our desires with deeds of love, ensuring that our sins, offenses, and negligences don't frustrate our expectations. Humility doesn't clip the wings of our desires, but rather helps us understand the need to have recourse to God to make them come true. With God's grace, we can do all in our power to make virtue grow in our soul by removing obstacles, fleeing from occasions of sin, and bravely resisting temptations. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 15 minutes before the hour, we pray once again with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Let the splendor of the Lord our God be upon us. Alleluia.
Let the splendor of the Lord our God be upon us. Alleluia.
O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God, without beginning or end.
You turn men back to dust and say, "Go back, sons of men." To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night.
You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers. By evening it withers and fades.
So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face.
All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong.
And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly, and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury?
Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servant.
In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction, for the years when we knew misfortune.
Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and happy to be known as companions of your Son, we will praise you among the peoples and proclaim you to the nation.
Let the splendor of the Lord our God be upon us. Alleluia.
I will turn darkness into light before them. Alleluia.
I will turn darkness into light before them. Alleluia.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the coastlands and those who dwell in them. Let the steppe and its cities cry out, the villages where Kedar dwells. Let the inhabitants of Selah exult and shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and utter his praise in the coastlands.
The Lord goes forth like a hero. Like a warrior, he stirs up his ardor. He shouts out his battle cry. Against his enemies, he shows his might.
I have looked away and kept silence. I have said nothing, holding myself in. But now I cry out as a woman in labor, gasping and panting.
I will lay waste mountains and hills. All their herbage I will dry up. I will turn the rivers into marshes, and the marshes I will dry up.
I will lead the blind on their journey by paths unknown. I will guide them. I will turn darkness into light before them and make crooked ways straight.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I will turn darkness into light before them. Alleluia. The Lord does whatever he wills. Alleluia.
The Lord does whatever he wills.
Alleluia.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God.
Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession.
For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills in heaven, on earth, in the seas.
He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind.
The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants.
Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, he let Israel inherit their land. On his people, their land he bestowed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Where two or three gather in your name, Lord, you promise to be with them and share their fellowship. Look down upon your family gathered here in your name, and graciously pour out your blessing upon us.
The Lord does whatever he wills.
Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. For if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Faith in the heart leads to justification, confession on the lips to salvation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
I am the good shepherd. I pasture my sheep, and I lay down my life for them. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the Good Shepherd. I pasture my sheep, and I lay down my life for them. Alleluia. God the Father was glorified in the death and resurrection of his Son. Let us pray to him with confidence, saying,
Lord, enlighten our minds.
Father of lights, you bathed the world in splendor when Christ rose again in glory.
Fill our minds today with the light of faith.
Lord, enlighten our minds.
Through the resurrection of your Son, you opened for us the way to eternal life.
As we work today, sustain us with the hope of glory.
Lord, enlighten our minds.
Through your risen Son, you sent the Holy Spirit into the world.
Set our hearts on fire with spiritual love.
Lord, enlighten our minds.
May Jesus Christ, who was crucified to set us free,
be today our salvation and redemption.
Lord, enlighten our minds.
And now we take this time to offer the prayers of our own hearts. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, enlighten our minds.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, perfect light of the blessed, by whose gift we celebrate the Paschal mysteries on earth, bring us, we pray, to rejoice in the full measure of your grace for ages unending. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Thank you for your support during the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive last week. As I always say, we can't do it without you. Morning Air is coming up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.